Dude, you're actually going to fail the class if you can't solve this test question. This is the 12th time you've messed up. Follow this formula, get it through your tiny little smooth brain. When the prof said I'd be tutoring their worst student, I did not expect it to be you. Well, that's a lie. It was pretty obvious. But are you... I don't know. Okay? It's whatever. I get extra credit for helping a dumbass. Just study up before test day. Just as I expected. Top of the class. Oh, it was so easy. I didn't even need to study. Oh, he did a lot better than I expected. I knew he had that dog in him. What? What do you want? Talk to me privately. Fine. Make it quick and don't waste my time, loser. Okay, we're a lion. Why did you drag me out here? Good job on your test. I'm super surprised you didn't place last this time. Can you quit being so quiet? You asked to talk privately and now your lips are zipped. Did you not pull me out here to talk about your test results? You know what? Forget it. Oh, finally, you spoke. Go on, keep going. You want me to be your girlfriend? Is that all? You could have been more of a Chad if you asked me out in front of everyone. But... sure. Let's date. What? Why are you so surprised? Aren't you the one that asked me out? You shouldn't ask people to date you if you expect them to say no. Is this your first time or what? So, new boyfriend, how about we go on a date after class? I need to buy new makeup, and I need someone to carry my bags for me. Come on, you're not gonna say no to your girlfriend, are you? That's the spirit. Alright, let's go back to class. I think the prof is returning soon. Do you want to hold hands? What? Are you a coward? Come on, hold my hand. If you walk in there alone with your depressing posture, everyone will think you got rejected. So walk in there with confidence, okay? Hey girls, I've returned. Look at this little puppy I found. Ooh, I do need another blush. And this eyeshadow palette is adorable. Yeah, I'll get this one. Oh, I need to get new fishnets. Well, what's wrong? You getting all nervous being surrounded by women? This is the only makeup store that has the brands I want. Suck it up, will you? I'll buy you a snack later, okay? This shade is nice. So, boyfriend, what do you think about this mauve color? The lip gloss on my lips? Hold on, stay still. Smudge proof too. I'll get this one. Come on, I'm done. Let's go pay and get something to eat. My feet are killing me. I mean, I love these shoes, but are they a pain to walk in? Oh, there's a bench over here we can sit and it's taken. There is space for one. Did you want to sit? No, really, it's fine. You can sit and I'll figure out what to do. There we go. And now there's a seat for me. Your lap is a lot more comfier than I thought. You better sit still. And I don't care if your legs go numb. Here, your sandwich. Do you want me to feed you? Say, Yummy? Is that sandwich good? Can I have a bite? It's pretty good. Hey, you've been really quiet today. Are you okay? This all happened very quickly, didn't it? I guess we should talk about it. I know what happened. Your friends tried to set you up. If you moved up on the board, you would have to ask me out. since I was tutoring you, there was a very high chance you'd improve your scores. I mean, you're not that brain dead to forget everything I've taught you. I know this because word travels. I know all the gossip, all the little talk in the class. And yeah, I wanted to tutor you so I could spend time with you. I mean, how could I leave you to fail the test? When the prof asked me to offer my great teaching services, I took it as an opportunity to get closer to you. Otherwise, us being so, socially different in class could put you in trouble. Rumors and all that. Usually I know everything. About our classmates, their lives, their love interests. But you, you're the only one I could not get info on. Because you're so reserved during class or putting up a front. So you are really hard for me to analyze. Even the times I'd stand next to you, you never really paid attention. Didn't even bat an eye. Instead, you continued to play your little games on your laptop. So, when I heard about you and your friend's plan, first of all, how could you be pushed around to do such a thing? They were definitely expecting you to get rejected. Second, dating someone who might not like me is a little sad. I realize how self-absorbed and narcissistic this sounds, but I cannot stand it when people don't like me. I mean, you don't have to overly fawn over me and worship me, but being the popular girl has given me control over what flies around the class. People respect you when you're popular. They don't mess with you. They trust your word. Unless you're those really awful popular girls, then the respect goes out the window. Do you know how many awful rumors I shut down about you? Because people could not stop running their mouths? I mean, I call you a loser to prevent myself from calling you, something endearing. You know, in case you find it odd for a girl to call you sweetie or darling. I did everything I could to not be the girl those kinds of people would bully again. But now that we're dating, others won't dare to bully you or even give you a nasty look. After all, how could I make horrible choices? The one thing I'm wondering is if this is still a dare to you. I purposefully dragged you out here so no one else that we know can hear us. So you don't have to worry. You can be honest. Is it okay for me to have hope that you tried to do better in your test so we could date? Because you genuinely like me? Otherwise, it'd be cruel of you to be pulling my heartstrings. How about you prove your feelings to me by kissing me on the lips? Come on. Just a little kiss. Just a little one. Unless you really don't like me. You hate dating me. Plan on breaking up with me. So... Well, I didn't think you had it in you. I did say a small kiss, but I'm feeling kind of greedy today. How about you give me more? Shh, I don't care if others can see us. Look around. Everyone is doing their own thing. As long as we don't go too far, we're fine. So, I take it you actually like me? It's okay. You don't have to answer that. Your face says it all. Be good and kiss me more.